Do not let them have access to the ejaculate.
I don't want to be a fly on the wall. I want to be a fly on this guy's dong.
Brett Ratner is a real scumbag.
No.
I know from personal experience.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. I'm the host. Episode 260 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being in the crew. I don't think I gave out the voicemail line last week and no one called in. So, which is fine. We don't, you know, it's kind of funny when people call, but we don't need it every week. But I just wonder, I'm going to say the voicemail line now, and we'll see if that affects anything. Let's do the scientific method on it. 949-464-TBLS, if you'd like to call in and talk to us there. If you would like to subscribe on Patreon and give us $5 a month, you'll be able to hear the upcoming review of the Netflix documentary Abducted in Plain Sight, which a female caller who didn't leave her name. Not only did we have a female voicemailer last week call in, which was at first, I'm pretty sure, but she was from, we Googled the zip code, not the zip code, the area code, and she was from the central coast of California. Very exotic. And she's like, hey, you guys should review this movie. And then somebody else, our friend Doug, the gas and oil man, Canadian living in Houston, he sent an email last week and he's like, you guys gotta watch this movie and talk about it. So it's a lot of people talking about it. I had no interest. I don't do true crime. For the most part. Unless I'm really fascinated. But now people have got me, you know, I've heard the details. I've heard the things that happen in it. So we're going to watch it. And I think we're going to have a Patreon, patreon.com/theballerlifestyle episode of the show dedicated to Abducted in Plain Sight. So if you want to hear that, go there and subscribe. patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. Of course, our subreddit is going off. We're about to kick off our 90s sitcom tournament. Mike Vick did nothing wrong. Not sure what that name means exactly. He is the moderator and creator of our subreddit. And he's put up all the matchups. He's got the brackets. And so you can upvote and downvote in each matchup to predict the winners for the group. Or help predict the winners for the group, get a consensus. So if you're into that, it's pretty interesting. I didn't vote because I didn't want to taint the results. But I don't know. I haven't, you know, also we don't decide. We haggle these out on the air. That's our scientific method. So go there. The Reddit, go to Reddit/TBLS_podcast. And that's where you'll find our subreddit. I'm joined now, as I am each and every week, by Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I was just going to say something, but I do know that in light of the just awful, awful news that, you know, happens too often in this world, in New Zealand, we do have someone to really salute, and that's Australia's Egg Boy.
You know what they should have done, Ed?
What?
They should have armed all those Muslims.
I know.
All those people at their place of worship should have been armed.
That's
in
true.
New Zealand.
I
That's
know.
That's the only answer.
I know all these guys want armed Muslims, for sure.
Yeah, I know. It's another one.
But, I mean, you know, I feel like there are very few incidents that can really make everyone feel good, and Egg Boy definitely did it. Some far-right Australian politician starts talking, and the dude gets, I mean, that just can't happen here, but
no.
Dude is like 6 inches away from his face with his cell phone, and he just mashes an egg into that guy's head. And it's it's so satisfying. It's like when people punch Richard Spencer. I love a public egging of an asshole.
When someone gets their immediate comeuppance, instant karma.
Beautiful. And everyone like universally loved that he did it. And then unfortunately for him, I saw the follow-up video. He's like, yeah, I got the shit kicked out of me.
But then the racist politician lit him up. Like he got a couple shots in after the egging.
But then other people, apparently there were like four people that punched him.
Yeah.
GoFundMe page. And then he used almost all of it. I don't know, maybe for his own legal fees or whatever, but he used almost all of the GoFundMe to send to the families of the victims. So he's a hero in multiple ways.
Double hero. Thoughts and prayers. The fucking Kiwis are just, they're basically like Australia's Canadians.
Yeah, like just lovable neighbors.
Just nice people. They're just chill, like simple folk, a lot of farmers. They're just so cool. They live in this fucking beautiful place, just amazing, untouched area of the world. And our thoughts go out to them. That's, no one should have to endure this tragedy. And we're thinking of the people in New Zealand right now.
Definitely.
I was away this weekend. I went to Cabo San Lucas for a
How far away is that?
It's a 2-hour flight. It's at the tip of Baja.
It's the peninsula, right?
It's right down there at the end. So I was there for the weekend, and tell me if I am a bad person. On the way home, I booked my flight with miles, and I picked the seats, but I did it through like my rewards. And so then when I think that they're not like linked up real time with the airport or with the airline. So when I get to the airport, it's not the seats I picked, but they had some different seats. And Fancy Sauce and I, we're both aisle people. So oftentimes we'll get an aisle seat across from each other. That's how we roll.
Okay.
So I got on the way back, I finagled seats. So I got aisle seats, but we weren't across from each other. That doesn't matter. The two seats next to me were open. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking lay down on this thing. It's only a couple hours, but I was pretty hungover. But then right as the plane closes,
when your hopes are just at an all-time high.
Yes. Two people come on, and they're very terrible people. It's a man, probably about 63.
Not and a good
young,
age.
Young girl who I assumed was about 14. And they weren't father and daughter because they were different races. I was thinking, oh, maybe an adopted situation or something. And she's like bitching loud. She's like, we paid for, they got the last two seats on the plane for whatever reason. They're like, we paid for, an upgrade or whatever. Like they thought they had preferred seating and they didn't. They were in the fucking last row next to me. And she's like bitching loud. But anyway, they sit down. And then during the course of the flight, the daughter was a real cunt. But also she was like yelling at the people in front of her because their baby was crying. As if you could, as if you can control a crying baby, and it wasn't.
No, I know he's persona non grata these days, but Louis C.K. had a great thing about that. When people look angrily at a crying baby, and like, what are you supposed to do? Just snuff it out? Just crack its neck right there?
Yeah, that happened in an episode of MASH. They were on a bus, and the VC were outside, and a mother smothered her baby on a because it wouldn't stop crying. But she was just a real cunt. But then I'm looking over and I'm like, this isn't a father-daughter situation, because I look down, holding hands.
Oh, sugar daddy.
He's got his hand on the tray table and she's got her hand on top of his. And then I listen, I kind of turn down the AirPods a little bit and I listen and I hear she's calling him by his first name. And I'm like, oh, she's not.
She's got those old balls.
Yeah. I go, this guy's not an old. I mean, this guy's old, but maybe she's not as young as I think, but she's still.
Right. But she definitely has had that loose skin on top of her.
Yes, for sure. Very young, extremely young. Ugh. So then here's the part that comes in where I might be a bad person. We're doing that thing where we fill out the
declaration card.
Yeah, we fill out the card. We're coming back into the country.
No pens either.
Never.
We got to travel with pens.
There's sometimes the flight attendants. Yeah, will but have like two or three pens.
Yeah, but they'll have like one for each. You know, 10 rows. What is that?
Well, so this guy next to me, he had two pens. So I hit him up. I'm like, hey, can I borrow one of those? And as I took it, I looked down at his card and I made a mental note of his name.
Okay.
And then as I fill it out, I hand it back. And as I'm handing it back, I see her passport is open and I see her name. And her name is not as easy to make a mental note of. So I open a notes app in my phone.
You wrote it down. You're going to go Facebook check her out?
Yes. So I typed in her name and I typed in his name. And then I had forgotten. And then today I was telling somebody else the story and I'm like, oh, fuck, I got their names. Now, I don't know if that makes me a maniac or not, but I wanted to see what was going on. It had to be a sugar daddy situation because these two were so far apart in age. But here's the problem. This girl was American. Like, she had no accent or anything, but she was of...
She wasn't white.
She wasn't white. And she was
he was white and she wasn't white, so you knew that they weren't father daughter. That's
right.
Where it started.
But the problem is that her name in her fucking country
wasn't very American sounding.
Must be like John Smith. There's literally 250 people with that exact same name, exact same spelling on Instagram. There's about a million.
So you couldn't stalk her.
Right. And they're all in her country of origin, not here. And then there was one.
And you're like, you're putting that name into Facebook with Los Angeles. You're doing that kind of thing. Yeah, yes. I've done that. Yeah. I've been there. Yeah, of course.
He was a professional. And on his the pen that he let me borrow, it had information that I used to
doctor
find. I found this guy, but again, fucking old people don't use the internet.
Oh, so he's not, you didn't see a lot about his life because he's old.
No.
Right. And that's a bad age because you're 10 years older. You're kind of settled into whoever you are and where your life's at. And you're just trying to do your thing. 63 is when you're just starting to be like kind of angry that like you're out. You're out of the game that nobody cares about you. Advertisers don't care about you. When you're in your 50s, you're out there living life. When you're 63, it's kind of like your shitty personality is calcified and you're realizing nobody cares about you. It's a tough age.
I will say this about the guy. This chick was so fucking annoying. I would have told her to shut the fuck up 1 second into the flight. There was no man would have put up with this shit that this bitch was putting out. But he must have been so well drained. Because they're coming back from an exotic location.
Right.
I'm assuming she's been I couldn't find anything out on the internet, unfortunately. I'm assuming she's been compensated for her efforts. She must have put in work because he was like, okay, no problem. I don't know. Like, so mellow.
And professionally, you can tell he's got some dough.
I couldn't tell, but I put things together. Like, he wasn't wearing a suit or anything. Like, he looked kind of like a schlubby old man, which is why I had the father-daughter thing at first. But then, per my investigation, I realized that he is a professional. He's a dude that's probably swings it around a little bit. But what I'm saying is that he had been so depleted. He had gotten his money's worth from this girl that he couldn't even – she couldn't bug him because he had no spunk left. He'd been He'd been drained of it all.
And he must have, was that, he just satisfied enough that he didn't even care to fight back?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. He was just like, whatever.
All right.
She got the poison out all weekend, and I don't have the energy.
Right. He's 63, and he had like 5 orgasms that weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's more than he typically has in a year.
Yeah.
But I'm not a maniac for taking a little Magnum PI on the shit, right?
I think the last time I flew, there was some confusion in that same regard about who is who, and I caught a passport and I did some real time Facebook checking. Yeah. Like while we were in the TSA line, even like the pre-check line, it wasn't moving quite fast enough. So I had time to check out who's who. So I've done it, of course.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You look them up. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm glad.
I'm glad. No, you're absolved.
I'm glad. Oh no. somebody just sent an email that's not on the rundown. Let me just catch up with that or else I'll forget. Oh, this is from our boy Kevin near DC. He sent Good in man. His. He's filled out a bracket himself.
Okay.
He's got his full bracket filled out. His final four: Fresh Prince of Bel Air, Married with Children. I would say I'm not looking at all the. I'm not familiar with the whole bracket. He's got Arliss in the final four, going up against Larry Sanders.
Okay.
With Larry,
I mean, look, the cool thing is there's going to be a show here that I know resonates more with me than it did with others.
For sure.
And that's all right. We should all have, but like, if it was like, well, Kevin's got Murphy Brown winning the whole thing. Well, then he's actually incorrect. But like, you're giving, matters of opinion. We talked about this last week. I watched every Arliss episode. I just objectively think it probably was not good.
So unfunny. He's got some observations. As someone who was still in elementary school in the 90s. All right, calm down, Kevin. I probably didn't watch most of the shows in this bracket, but I knew about the big ones. In fact, I wish I knew more about some of the hidden gems that didn't last as long. The West region was incredibly weak, and it was a shame that Fresh Prince and Frasier had to meet as early as they did due to the seating rules. Likewise, if Married with Children doesn't at least walk to the Elite Eight, this contest is a sham. I had the most trouble picking the Mid-Atlantic. Lots of strong shows in that region. The Northeast was headlined by two of the most overrated shows of all time, and I took great pleasure in cutting them down in the second round. Have a nice one, Kevin, near DC. All right, thanks for weighing in, Kevin. Last year, in the 80s sitcom tournament bracket, I believe we had an early out for what's the Michael J. Fox sitcom?
Oh, Family Ties. And I was not happy about that one.
No, you were staunchly in favor of Family Ties, and I liked whatever was going up against it. I believe we had to flip a coin. I believe that was a coin flip.
And it doesn't sit well. I wasn't saying Family Ties should have won, but like that show was a fucking monster of a show.
Yeah, hey, we're not going to agree on all of them, bud.
Justine Bateman. Big fan.
Oh, yeah, huge fan. So it's who knows how these things are going to shake out. I don't think a lot of people had Sledgehammer making a deep run in the 80s sitcom bracket. So you never know how these things are going to shake out. Maybe Arliss has some staying power. We'll see.
Maybe.
Another email. Hey, ballers. Just wanted to weigh in quickly about that asshole who was kicked out and now banned for life from jazz games.
What?
Utah
Jazz games. I thought jazz games was a thing. No, it's you. Okay.
Yeah.
I felt like jazz games was like Dave and Buster's. Like that was the name of a place. I was like, what the fuck is jazz games? That asshole.
Westbrook was wrong, but Ed was right saying he was at work. And just because you buy a ticket to a game, that doesn't give you a right to harass someone at work. That's for sure. As far as this being, he lives in Utah. As far as this being a racist state, I'm in almost eight years here. I will say it's a completely white city. Yeah, I think that is the reputation. No question. And probably plenty of people that are racist against black people. I have met nice Mormons and asshole Mormons and more of the latter. Most are just prejudiced against anyone not Mormon, but would never admit it. We are the only non-Mormon house on the street, and trust me, we feel that. Last thing I will say is racism is everywhere and probably more so here than other states. But if you were black and wanted to join the church, welcome, my brothers and sisters, without question, okay? That is from our friend David.
I for work. Fully believe that you know, first of all, any of these cults that somebody wants to join, they're very enthusiastic to bring you into the fold.
Right.
And there is racism everywhere. I grew up in a very lily white town, and I would say there was not – I didn't hear overt racism going on because it was so white that, like, it wasn't even, like, considered part of the conversation. Whereas, like, if you have tensions – excuse me. If you have tensions in like, a particular area where there's high percentages of different races – that you would feel like there's more racism going on. Mine was like racist area by selection almost, but yes. I don't know. So I think that's probably what goes on in Utah, that like there people aren't even thinking about other races because it's all white people there. Races. Right.
Yeah.
But still that guy, that jazz fan can go fuck himself.
And also pretty much every Mormon I've ever met in my life has been just a very nice person.
Very nice and very boring.
Yeah, but I will say this. They didn't allow black people to hold office in their church until 1979. Mm. So that's just – and
that's,
when you,
that's troubling.
When you see their church leaders and stuff on TV, you ain't seeing nothing but white folks, men. So
you're not seeing Creflo Dollar.
Right. To a man, every Mormon I've ever met has been very nice.
Yeah.
So that's my take.
Even the guy that the guys I went to the Diamondbacks game
beers.
With.
Yeah, yeah. Bought beers for him.
Fucking the boring triad. Yeah.
Very nice guys, though. Another email. Hey, guys, some kind of wonderful. Leah Thompson or Mary Stuart Masterson, who you got? Your friend, Trav and the Braz. Ed?
You answer. I just want to look up the picture again to see like where they were at. And I did too, but I'm trying to see like at that point in their lives, who was
at the time. At the time, I was Mary Stuart Masterson.
I'm looking now. Yeah, at the time, I was Mary Stuart. I'm going Leah here. She
probably. I think Mary Stuart Masterson. She had that quirky haircut. She had like the short bowl cut, which was very made her different. So I think that's what I was more into at the time. But Lee Thompson's probably the more beautiful one.
Yeah, yeah.
I once bust a table that Mary Stuart Masterson was eating at.
Was she rocking the Johnny from Karate Kid haircut? Was she down with that?
Yeah, because it was not that long. Okay. You know, it was probably 1990 when I bust the table. And it might have been 1989. And she was putting a little energy out there. That's all I'll say.
Ooh.
Like she's
a young BB catching some vibes.
Yeah, there was some eye contact. There was smiling. It was we had a little moment. You know, I don't know. She was quite a bit younger than her.
She found underclassman Brian Beckner.
Yeah, that's right.
Impossible to resist.
Yes, that's right. Maybe she was trying to make her very handsome boyfriend jealous. I don't know. I'm just saying. I felt a little something there, and I'm not usually wrong about that. That's all I'll say. one more email. Thanks for that, Trav. In the Braz, which we still haven't determined what the Braz is. And we don't want to know because it's only going to disappoint us.
The aura of mystery is good for you.
Unless it's Brazil, I'm going to be disappointed by the answer. So please don't tell me. Ballers. The 90s. Oh, this is just a reminder from Mike Vick did nothing wrong that the 90s sitcom brackets are up on our subreddit, so go there, TBLS_podcast on the website Reddit. Let's do it. I feel like we should.
So we have posted it. It's on the website, the bracket, like the PDF file. And I want to thank our friend Ryan. I don't know how to spell his name.
Azanka
Cruz. Good dude. He did it last year. He did it again for us quickly. He also saved my goddamn laptop. about 6 months ago.
Your Mac.
Yeah, he just figured shit out for me, just telling him like three things and made me feel stupid, but I'm fine feeling stupid if you could rescue my laptop. But he's a good dude. He's contributed. So the way we're going to do this, we're going to do the West and Midwest region tonight, and we'll do the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic next week, and then we'll do the final four 2 weeks from now.
Okay. I'm going into this. I haven't looked at the bracket. I was here when you read it off. I know of the shows. I might have to do some Googling, but I want to just come in. I want to raw dog it.
All right, let's do this.
I just want to come in there.
So for anyone looking at the PDF, we're just going the left side of the page tonight.
Okay.
Okay. First matchup, one seed, Frazier versus 16 seed, Whoops. That was a post-nuclear war Fox show that lasted like six episodes.
Okay.
We all know Frazier.
Let's go ahead and give it to Frazier, but I'm just going to look up Whoops to see if I remember this show at all.
I remember seeing like an episode and being like, what's going on here?
1992, Fred Applegate. Well, nobody I remember on it.
I mean, these were the just throw shit against the wall Fox shows. And we're going to have some of those UPN and WB versions too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know who was on it he's this ball guy. He's called Evan Handler.
Yes, I know him.
He was the boyfriend he was Charlotte's boyfriend and I think even husband on Sex and the City.
He was also on Californication, I think.
Yep.
He has worked a lot, but the show was trash.
Give it to Frasier.
8 seed. Lasting five seasons, Blossom versus the Jamie Foxx show, lasting five seasons. Now, we've talked about this. I like Jamie Foxx. I never felt compelled to watch the show once. But I feel like it would be real tough for this show to not be better than Blossom. Blossom was really bad.
It was real bad, but I gotta be honest. Joey Lawrence.
Whoa. Would remember the promos. They would just say, whoa.
He's got a catchphrase.
No, but Blossom can't win anything. Are you kidding me?
You're not going to have a fucking catchphrase in the lexicon and lose in the first round to the Jamie Foxx show.
This is terrible.
It must have been better. I'm sure it might have been better. I don't know. But we can flip a coin, but I'm holding it down for Blossom.
Just know I'm using this bullet later.
Protest.
Because I have a feeling Blossom's not making it to the Sweet 16. Fresh Prince versus Smart Guy. Now, I already told you, Smart Guy is one of those precocious kids. It's like, I think it was a black kid in the Young Sheldon role. Like a real genius.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the worst kind of show.
Oh, I hate this kid. He's got big ears. I hate this kid.
Fresh Prince for sure.
Also, racist of the... of the tournament committee to put two black casts up against each other in the first round.
Hang on. This decade was the rise of UPN and WB. There's more where that came from.
There's a lot of black shows. Okay. I'll go Fresh Prince. Easily one of the worst shows ever. The sister was super banging, though. Would have liked to have had sex with her.
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince. I would let the Fresh Prince.
I always found her attractive, and then when they would show her – in real life, like in any, I don't know. I don't know when I would have seen it. Maybe like Entertainment Tonight or, you know, some
as hot.
Back then, she just like didn't dress the same way. She was like not a hot dresser, but yeah, she was hot on that show.
Yeah. Yes.
4 seed, Boy Meets World, lasting 7 seasons, which is pretty surprising, versus Clueless, which we established featured Stacey Dash. Yes. And the black guy who had braces for a long time.
The guy that was
I
want to
say
Scrubs.
Donald Glover, but it's not that. But it might be
Faison.
Faison, yes. Which you know, he's an affable, like he was like a likable character.
Yeah.
And Stacey Dash was banging, even though she's a horrible personality.
So hot. I will not hold her Republicanism against her, but I'm voting for the other show.
Yeah, Topanga, you're going.
Yeah, Topanga, super cute.
And like, really, Kevin Arnold's brother.
Oh yeah, Kevin Arnold's brother, he was on that?
He was Boy Meets World. He was the guy, I think.
No, Kevin Arnold's brother's that little short... No, I'm talking about Wayne from the Wonder Years?
No, I'm saying his actual brother.
Oh, yeah, No, you're right. His real-life brother, yeah. Yeah, with the curly hair. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. 6 seed, Dream On versus Suddenly Susan, which was the Brooke Shields vehicle. Now, we both talked about our fondness for an early HBO sitcom that was showing young boys lots of sex, and it was funny. I remember being funny. So the whole premise was, watched a lot of TV as a kid, and then they found old clips that would apply to whatever was going on in his life at the time.
But no, this could be this year's Sledgehammer. This was
it was a good one.
So important to my childhood that I don't remember. Sometimes growing up, we would have stolen HBO, but oftentimes we didn't have HBO, and I would either have to A, watch Dream On at a buddy's house.
That was the only way I saw it.
Yeah, or two, I'd have to binge it when you'd get that free weekend. Yes. Remember that free weekend?
When those free weekends happened, I would look at the schedule and I would plan my weekend. Like, now I'm not going anywhere because there's like a 6-hour block where I can watch HBO.
Yeah, you'd have to set your fucking alarm VCR. For Teen Wolf coming on. Teen Wolf was going to be on at 5 p.m. The rest of you only had cable in the TV room. So the rest of your family had to shut the fuck up and get out of the way.
Yeah, this is my chance. This is my chance to watch it.
Yes.
We don't get HBO, 363 days a year, but you'd get
100%
that.
100% right.
You'd get that weekend, and it was glorious.
100%. Dream On. Who'd Dream On just defeat?
Suddenly Susan with Brooke Shields. That was the Judd Nelson and Kathy Griffin.
Shields I once saw at a concert, and I had always pictured – she's so tall. I had always pictured her just being this kind of like big woman.
Yeah.
I saw her at a concert one time. She was so fucking beautiful. It took my breath away.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think about the fact that she was this child that like people were just tripping over themselves.
Gorgeous.
Michelle, she went on a family vacation, like her family when she was like one. There, she has a picture of like a Blue Lagoon era, or is it Black Lagoon? Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon.
Era Brooke Shields holding her.
Black Lagoon was the porn parody.
Yeah,
of Blue Lagoon. I don't want to spoil it for you.
But there's a picture of her holding her when she's like 13 or something, 14.
Yeah.
And she's a ridiculously striking 13-year-old. Like she's
stunning. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. So beautiful.
But
she doesn't beat Dream On. Sorry.
No, she doesn't. And also, who is she to tell anyone you should take postpartum medication.
Just because she suffered through it and was healed.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise has done research. He's done the research.
You're so glib.
You're so glib.
You don't know the history of psychology. Wait, no. Psychiatry. I do.
I've done the research. Get the fuck out of here, you little fucking douche.
And like he's not doing he's 56 and he looks 39.
Yeah, I know.
Like you tell me you're not fucking juicing it a little bit,
he's
buddy?
He's doing the research on HGH and Botox, for
sure. That's right.
This is a real tough matchup. Sometimes we have tough matchups because they're good. I don't know who deserves to win here. I think I do, but the 3-seed Full House lasting 8 seasons versus 14-seed Saved by the Bell College Years. Now, we have Kelly Kapowski on one hand, and we have the recently vilified Aunt Becky on the other, but awful shows. I mean, I gotta think that there were more amusing, there had to be on the Saved by the Bell. Full House was the worst.
It was the worst. The little kids were so awful. Kirk Cameron's sister was unfucking bearable. The other sister was annoying. She didn't come into her own until long after it was canceled and she got those implants.
No, and also she's got some monetary problems. She's got some meth and major financial problems.
She was on meth, and her husband, too bad Kate's not here because her husband DJ'd Kate's like 30th birthday party or something. I gotta say, Aunt Becky, so hot, like just so beautiful. But even that cannot override.
It was a ridiculously unfunny show.
Yeah,
and it had like Bob Saget is if you see him on a talk show.
He's super dirty.
Yeah, like he works dirty, but it's like it feels just forced because he was a terrible character. And then it's like, I want to show I'm not that character, so I'm just going to say like inappropriate things. It's everything about that show I hated.
Horrible. Awful.
So Saved by the Bell, College Years Advances. Another show, lasted 5 years, 7 seed, 3rd rock from the sun. I just didn't understand what was going on there. Versus 10 seed News Radio.
Yeah, that's an easy win. Third Rock from the Sun, I really hated.
You know who I hated the most? John French Stewart.
Oh, worst. I hate John Lithgow unless he's in very small doses. He's a major over actor. I know he's, you know.
The season where he was a serial killer in Dexter was the one time I didn't hate the show that he was on.
Yeah. Yeah. But
Jane Curtin was great on SNL, but like, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. Third Rock from the Sun. And also Joseph Gordon-Levitt was the little kid on that show.
Yeah.
Was 100% sure he was Asian.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like the Asian kid on that show, the Asian, he's Asian. And then he grew up and I'm like, he's Asian, right?
It reminds me of that scene in Cable Guy. He was speaking some kind of language. I think it was Asian.
Yeah. It was Asian gangs. He's not Asian. Who knew he would grow up to be some kind of sex symbol? That said, that show was awful. I fucking hated it. I aggressively hated it.
Bill Hartman.
Fuck Third Rock from the Sun.
And Bill Hartman, genius. Look, Andy Dick is a real pain in the ass, but the way they used him in that show.
Great comic actor.
Joe Rogan in that show was great.
Great.
Maura Tierney, good. Yep. The one like crazy chick was good. Like they have really good characters. So, some of the best shows, it's what they do with the randos that make
what's
it
his name? Stephen Root.
Stephen Root was great. He's like a cocky asshole of a boss.
Dave, what's his name from Kids in the Hall?
Yes.
That was a real murderer's row, that show, News Radio. Yes. Yeah, fuck Third Rock from the Sun, News Radio, all the way.
All right. Roseanne, lasting 9 seasons, the 2 seed versus the Jeff Foxworthy Show, 2 seed. Now, I hated Roseanne, but all I'm going to say is Jeff Foxworthy, aggressively unfunny, and at least Goodman. I didn't watch much of Roseanne because I never enjoyed any second of it. But I'm giving Goodman a pass to the second round on this one, I think. Because I can't give Foxworthy a pass.
One more thing. Second Becky.
Yeah.
They replaced the first Becky, who was just not that cute, with the way cuter, still very attractive Sarah Chalk.
Yeah.
Canadian export, I believe. Jeff Foxworthy, never saw the show, but no, I would hate it. Reluctantly, got to let Roseanne move on there.
Yep. Okay. Now we're in the second round. We'll just knock through this bracket. This will be easy. Frasier versus Blossom.
That's Frasier.
Fresh Prince versus Boy Meets World. I'm going Fresh Prince. Boy Meets World. It had what's his name? Daniels. You know,
from St. Elsewhere.
Yeah.
Boy Meets World was really shitty, and also was kind of too young for me. Like I was already too old.
Right.
For Boy
Meets World when they were playing out. Like middle schoolers. We were older than that.
Topanga, she had some big things, but Fresh Prince is like in the cultural lexicon. I didn't like that either, but it's still like everyone knows the words of the song, so that's got to move on.
Right. Dream On versus Saved by the Bell College.
Easy win for Dream
Easy
On.
Win for Brian Benben.
Yep, great dude.
News Radio versus Roseanne. See, these are pretty easy.
Yep, news radio moves.
Two
on
seed
there.
Goes down there. Frasier versus Fresh Prince.
I give that to Frasier.
Frasier. Dream On versus News Radio. A good matchup. A good match. I mean, fucking Phil Hartman is a all-timer. All-time.
Dream On had titties on it. It was funny. Brian Benben. I liked everything about it. But again, News Radio, iconic. Murderers Row of a cast. I think that you got to give it to News Radio.
Right. And now we've got to go to the Final Four. Is it Frasier or News Radio?
Now that I feel like we're going to be in a coin flip situation. I don't have a coin flip with me.
What I would say is
where I'm at. Yeah,
it was full. Like Frasier and his brother were blowhards, but they played it really well.
Yeah, I really hated the brother.
But John Mahoney was awesome, and Roz was awesome.
It's good, and also that Mahoney
and Jane
wasn't
Leaves
that old.
Yeah, and Jane Leaves was good too. So yes. It was a good cast, really good writing. It was Frasier. It was a Cheers spinoff.
Frasier himself too. It's a pretty good character.
It's a great character.
Like,
it's
he's
not
great on Cheers.
The thing was, like, he was funny but not relatable. Whereas, like, usually to be a good character, there has to be relatable. But I like that. Like, nobody would want to hang out with these douches, but it worked because it was so well written.
Yeah.
And like News Radio, remember, they had like, they only had four seasons. And one of them was with Lovitz.
Lovitz sucks. And Phil Hartman got murdered. If it had run, you know, it probably would have gone another four seasons had Phil not met his untimely demise. You talked me into it. You're right.
Like
Frasier moves on to the Final Four.
It's there are problems with Frasier, but I just feel like that's the show out of the bracket.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
so
you're right.
We're done with the West. Now Midwest. Married with Children versus Men Behaving Badly, a sitcom anchored by Rob Schneider and Ron Eldred.
I remember having tremendous hope for Men Behaving Badly.
It was in the Thursday night lineup.
Yeah, but we're talking Married with Children here. Yeah. I mean,
iconic.
Come on. Too good. It moves on.
We talked about this last week. Hanging with Mr. Cooper, which featured Holly Robinson Pete and a tall guy, and Unhappily
Mark
Ever
Curry.
After, the ripoff of 90210 featuring a puppet and Nikki Cox.
So that one must have run for a long time.
Five seasons. But that's like,
yeah,
that's a UPN-ish. Like, what else are they going to, they're going to cancel it to put on some other show with a puppet that rips off Married with Children?
Do you remember when this Unhappily Ever After was on? Because Nikki Cox, everyone was like, oh my God, Nikki Cox. And everyone thought she was like 30, but she was like 18 when they were making that show. She was a very well-developed 18-year-old. And what's it going up against? Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the name of it.
Unhappily Ever After.
Yeah. Unhappily.
Now, all I remember about that show is it came out during the Maxim age where they had like the hot chick of the month kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like in college, my apartment with my roommates, we got a Maxim, and like that was definitely the era of when, oh, who's this Nikki Cox kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
The Nanny, Fran Drescher, going against Cosby, a CBS show. I mean, Drescher was at least good to look at.
Oh yeah, I would definitely. I mean,
and the daughter of that show turned out to be the chick who was banging what's his name in first season of Californication. She turned out to be pretty good looking. She was like naked and punching him in the face.
I don't remember. I only sporadically watch California.
I just watched the first season. I remember that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, at least Fran Drescher was good looking. Cosby, yeah. I remember it being a bad show because I gave it a shot for like one episode. But on top of that, it's like it was a bad show and we know what we know.
And wasn't he doing the dancing in the – I don't think I ever watched an episode, but I remember seeing the opening credits and he was doing like his dancing thing in it. And I aggressively hated that. So I would give it to like Nanny, never watched, Fran Drescher, definitely would bang minus the laugh. I would give it to the Nanny.
Another show with Cheers writers, Wings. And they had a crossover episode. I remember Norm and Cliff went to Nantucket. Versus,
yeah. I loved it when shows would do that. I loved that.
Yeah, I would get disproportionately excited when that would happen in my youth.
Totally.
Versus Harry and the Hendersons. Oh, I forgot to look up. We were going to see if there were actors from the movie that did the TV show. I bet. Oh. I bet for that show. That feels like a very UPN-ish kind of show too.
Yeah, totally.
Wings, Wings in a walk there.
Of course, Wings moves on.
Wonder Years versus Herman's Head. Now, we talked about Wonder Years. Probably shouldn't have been on here, but I just Googled sitcoms.
Because it's mostly 80s?
No. Because it's a dramedy. It's not...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was it's in the sitcom category, but like we talked about.
Yeah.
We talked about, yeah. Like, Winnie Cooper's
brother half an hour.
Gets killed in Nam in the first episode.
Yeah, it was a huge bummer. He was always learning lessons, and his dad was a real asshole.
He was, like, really scary. And his brother was an asshole. His older sister and mom.
Yeah, Olivia Diabo.
And the mom, yeah. Mrs. Not Cooper. Arnold. She was attractive.
Yeah.
Versus Herman's Head, which had...
I like Herman's Head.
Yeah, Hank Azaria.
Yeah. Oof.
That's a 6-11 game.
Yeah, you still got... I think you got to give it to Wonder Years. Herman's Head, I mean...
Right.
Everyone knows the Wonder Years, you know? It's like, you can't... Herman's Head was all right, but only you and I have heard of it.
3-14 game, Family Matters, eight seasons. Versus
whatever the other show is.
Yeah. So I had this wrong last week. The 14 seed, Hearts of Fire, it was... And I even watched the first couple of minutes of the pilot episode when I Googled it. It was a CBS show starring John Ritter and Marky Post. And Post looks great.
Of course.
Ritter is a legend. But the show felt like a very 90s. It was like the few minutes I saw. Oh, and it features a very doughy, sling-blade-ish Billy Bob.
Oh yeah, he's good friends with John Ritter.
Yeah, and Commandant Lasard is playing like a senator.
Commandant Lasard. Yeah. Was he real bumbling?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I see that. But anyway, it's an unremarkable 3-season show for CBS, but it's going against Family Matters. Hearts of Fire.
Yeah, Hearts of Fire all the way. Family Matters. Urkel, get the fuck out of here.
No Urkel, not now, not ever.
I mean, I want to give it to Reginald Vell Johnson. I don't know if you know this, he played a cop on that.
No.
That's crazy.
Is he able to play a cop? No way.
That's crazy.
7 seed, lasting 5 seasons, Dharma and Greg versus Parker Lewis Can't Lose. A Ferris Bueller-esque show.
Dharma and Greg,
bad.
Never watched. What's her name? Jenna...
Elfman, attractive but annoying.
Woodfucker is a Scientologist.
Mm.
Who was the guy on that? Thomas Gibson.
Is he a Scientologist?
No, I don't know, but I'm proud that I remember his name. Versus what was the other show?
Yeah, you remembered Greg. Versus Parker Lewis Can't Lose. That was a good young Fox show.
No, watched it every week. Parker Lewis Can't Lose moves on.
And that was the days where. You didn't – there wasn't the internet to tell you, oh, the show's about to be canceled. I just remember, like, tuning in one week and no more Parker Lewis. That's it.
Yeah, that sucked. Loved Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Okay. 2 seed, Drew Carey Show, lasting 9 seasons, versus Kirk, which was a WB or UPN Kirk Cameron show.
Drew Carey, it had that weird lady on it.
Yeah, with, like, the clown makeup.
The makeup, yeah. I feel like Drew Carey had kind of a hot girlfriend on that.
Oh, he did. He had the she's – I think she's married to creator of
Bill
Scrubs.
Lawrence?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Oh, yeah. I like her.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch Drew Carey, but it's got to beat anything with Kirk Cameron.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I didn't watch it either, but Drew Carey just seems like the greatest guy ever, so he's got to move on. Krista Miller, she's called.
Yes. Yes. Fan. Okay.
Fan.
Second round, Married with Children versus Unhappily Ever After.
It's weird that they're both the same show. Like, one is a complete ripoff of the other.
One is Married with Children. One is the homeless man's version of Married with Children.
Right. Married with Children moves on, obviously.
Nanny versus Wings.
Of course, Wings moves on.
Wonder Years versus Hearts of Fire. I mean, it's got to be Wonder Years, right? I love Ritter in Three's Company. Genius. Yeah. His best role ever is the role right before he died was Bad Santa. Amazing.
Yep. Event. Great. Yep.
And Marky Post was hot, but like, nah, that show's nothing.
No, don't even remember it. Parker, feeling bad for Herman's head right now.
Parker Lewis can't lose versus Drew Carey. Parker Lewis. Enjoyable, fun show, right?
Yeah, I loved Parker Lewis Can't Lose. I never watched Drew Carey.
Yeah, Parker Lewis Can't Lose was an underrated show that in this day and age would have been like a good Netflix show, or it would have found Hulu show. It would have found its audience.
I mean, maybe, probably. I think it's more just that we were at the right age to like a show like that. We let it move on. Let's have some upsets.
Okay, I understand which is the iconic show, but to get to the Elite Eight, it's Married with Children versus Wings. And I got to say, I loved Wings, but I recognize that Married with Children is the iconic show here.
Yeah.
Wings also not the same murderer's row as News Radio, but like
strong
Roy, the fat prick, Stephen Weber, Tim Daly,
the guy from Sideways.
Oh, yeah. Thomas Hayden Church. Tony Shalhoub. It was a great cast. Like the old lady was good. Crystal Bernard. It was just a really solid show. But I mean, Married with Children is, if you said 90s sitcom, that's a top three sitcom you're gonna name.
And here's the thing about Married with Children. What it run? 13 seasons?
Yeah, 11.
Yeah, the last few were super bad. Remember they had a kid? They introduced a kid, 7. And then the next season, that kid was just gone?
Yeah, but I mean, heartbreaking reason. I read about this a couple years ago.
Oh, the kid died?
No. What's her name? Katie Sagal was pregnant, yes. And they did this whole thing, and she had like a late-term miscarriage.
Yes.
And so they just had to pretend there was no baby line or anything. Like they just, because it was too painful. So they just scrapped it and just said like it never happened. So yeah, I mean, that was a sad.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It's too iconic. Wings was great. Married with Children was appointment television for me. And, it's Al Bundy. I mean, get the fuck out of here with Al Bundy. How good is that guy?
Yeah. Great, great, great. And Christina Applegate. Come on.
She's still hot.
I mean, really hot. Like, really hot. That's crazy. So hot.
It's crazy.
That was 30 years ago.
Unbelievable. Still so hot. And she seems fun.
Yes. Agreed.
She seems cool. Bud Bundy, he's still living off the money. He's living off the residuals. Good for him.
Yeah. He's probably shorter than Wayne from Wonder Years.
Oh, yeah. They're both super little. Yeah. They're like in the 5 foot range.
Yeah, like really.
5'2".
Yeah, really. Like almost like Mishu. Like really small.
Yes.
Okay. Wonder Years versus Parker Lewis Can't Lose. We got 10 seed versus a 6 seed. I gotta say.
Keep running Parker Lewis.
Parker Lewis goes.
Yeah, I like that.
I like
that plan.
Now to get to the final four. Married versus Parker Lewis. I think it was
a good run
for Parker Lewis. 10 seed got to the Elite Eight, but Married with Children. So we're chalk right now. 2-1 seeds in the final four. We will do the next two brackets next week.
We played it off. We played off half the tournament. Who did you like? How did your teams fare? How do you feel about where we came out and what our choices were? If you want to take issue, with the choices we made, you can do that. Send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com, or go on our Facebook page and talk about it. And
get it on that Reddit page.
Yeah, go TBLS_podcast
yeah.
on Reddit. Whine about it there. I don't mind. I think it's exciting. Ed.
My name is Brian.
An oldie bit of goodie.
They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try.
Very cutting lyrics.
If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might have a Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is happening in the world of sports? What's wrong with my headphones here? Oh, no, it's better now.
All right,
what is going on in the world of sports?
The NCAA tournament starting this week, and one of the Cinderellas that you would want, I think they're a 15 seed. So you usually like to cheer for them, but I'm going to give you a reason to not cheer for one of them. Bradley University reduced beat reporters' access to men's basketball team because he didn't promote the school's brand enough.
Oh, that's not how it works, dummy.
Yeah. Make a brand worth promoting and talking about. Yeah. The worst, Bradley University.
The worst.
You're calling shots? You're Bradley University.
Yeah. Don't tell me what state Bradley University is in. I want to say Indiana, because that's where Butler is, and I feel like I might be confusing the two.
You might be right. I don't know. The only one I can know, the last time I thought about Bradley University, they had a potential All-American, Hersey Hawkins. Remember him? Old
he was
seven.
Bradley?
That's the only thing I know about Bradley,
oh, wow.
The Bradley Braves. But I have no idea what state. Ohio? Yeah, who knows? But
yeah. Fuck Bradley. Fuck yeah. The AD.
Hope you lose by
whoever's.
80. I don't even know who you're playing.
Fuck Bradley. Fuck Indiana.
Denver Nugget Will Barton had two babies 10 days apart with two Instagram models.
Baller.
I mean, buddy.
That's the...
Just, buddy. I don't know. I mean, NBA players make so much money, but that's a good way. I mean, I hope you're staying in top shape because you're going to need to keep playing with that type of output.
I mean, it could be like $50,000 a month each. And I think I skimmed this story and I saw that one of the Insta models had previously bed down James Harden. Mm. And this is what happens. You know, these guys are targets. So the thing is that, and guys, listen, what you want to do is you can have sex with anybody you want. But you want to refrain from ejaculating inside of the rando. Take your ejaculate, keep it with you, take it somewhere else and dispose of it. Do not let them have access to the ejaculate. Oh. Ask my good friend Boris Becker about this.
Yeah, Boris Becker did not properly dispose.
Yeah, you are responsible for that ejaculate, and they can use it to make children, which you do not want. So don't rock and fire, guys. Pulling out, undefeated. But you got to be careful because they'll somehow manage to corral some of the ejaculate, and all they need is a little bit. So you need to be responsible for your own ejaculate. Waste around, buddy. Put it, just hop up and go, just put it right in the toilet directly. You'll be fine.
And also, 10 days apart means he's probably never taking precautions.
No.
Like, buddy, at least start for half of them. You can't go every one. This is not good. He's going to be Cromartying it soon.
Yeah. Yeah, so bad.
The Memphis Grizzlies, when they were good a few years ago, I know because my buddy would annoyingly send me texts when they were in the playoffs. Grit and grind. That was like Zach Randolph and Marc Gasol when they were in the playoffs. That was their like slogan. Well, a hardcore Memphis Grizzlies fan proposed to his girlfriend on the court the other night by saying, "Will you grit and grind with me forever?"
There's no such thing as a hardcore Memphis Grizzlies fan.
No, my buddy would just send it to me because he lives in Tennessee and knew it would annoy me for him to do it. Like, yeah. I don't think he even cares, but it's just...
No.
Fucking, will you grit and grind with me forever? So how long does that marriage last?
That's so awful. That's so dumb.
I think they regret it by next preseason, but they have two miserable years together.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's probably, you know, these couples
dumbs.
That are...
They're like, definitely dumbs.
Well, they're dumbs, but you know how, like, two Packers fans,
right?
You know, they'll connect, and then it's like Packers forever.
Yeah.
Hold on, something's up with my mic here.
It's getting a little staticky.
Check 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, check. I think it was coming loose. It's this damn Mark the Nomad's board that he gave us here.
Mark the Nomad that gave us something for free. And congratulations, Mark. I saw Mr. Reversal just had another kid. So congratulations to Mark.
Mark the Nomad had another kid?
I'm Facebook friends with him. My good buddy.
Shut up.
And I definitely saw, unless he's just posting like a relative's baby, maybe it's a niece or so, or a nephew. All
right, let's hope.
But he posted another kid, so congrats. I know you went through a lot to get to that point.
Oh my God.
Good friend of the show.
What are people thinking?
I'd like to think that the pregnancy happened while listening to our show.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
It's because sometimes we have him on, and he came on and he did that. Didn't he review Die Hard with us?
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah,
he was great, and he really upset a good friend of the show for taking that spot.
Oh, Jason Stewart.
He does not like when we go other movies with other people.
He doesn't like it at all.
But we know he's not listening now, so it's okay.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. By the way, Jason Stewart sent me – he DM'd me – a tweet that he put out because he was a guest on some other podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, congrats. And he's like, couldn't have done it without you, buddy. Like, he's, you know, Jason Stewart's real dry.
Yes.
And I go, did you mention The Bachelor? Cause we do.
Yeah.
He and I review The Bachelor.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Here on the Baller Lifestyle. And he goes, oh, saving that for next time. Again, his real dry thing. And it's like, so basically, you know why he sent me that? Is he wanted me to retweet it. It was unspoken that I would retweet it.
You'd retweet it, but like he has more followers than both of us, and he can't help us out.
He has like 20,000 followers, and he's like hitting me up for retweets.
All right.
And not mentioning my name on the thing he does.
Yeah. It would be cool because, you know, we've got other movies coming up soon. And that's true. If he wants to be part of them. Maybe he needs to be more of a team player.
Absolutely. And he fucked us on that Howard the Duck thing.
That's right.
Let's not forget
that. That was his fucking
that.
Baby, and we had to suffer for our art that week.
Yes. That was bullshit.
Last sports story. Former Heisman Trophy winner, Lamar Jackson, he took over the Ravens, did pretty well. They got to the playoffs. They traded Joe Flacco, so he's definitely the future of the program. And he... celebrated that this offseason by recording him going 105 while doing an Insta story.
That's pretty sweet. Wait, hold on. What was he doing when he was going 105?
An Insta story.
Oh.
I could have a shower right before bed, or maybe take an Uber and get some Roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
I keep telling myself I gotta listen to some old school Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Every time I hear that, I'm thinking I really would like to hear the real version. They were good back then.
Such a great band. Lamar Jackson, he can't throw.
No, he can throw. This is not Vince Young. It was easy.
I saw him play the Chargers last year.
I mean, you saw him in the playoffs. He
can't throw.
No. He can throw. It's just when he was in college, all his receivers were open. He had one read and it was fine. But he's got like a cannon. He's a great player. I watched a ton of him.
He's just got to develop a little bit is what you're saying. He's got the physical attributes that he needs.
Yeah, but, you know, you want a good decision maker, and you know, holding your iPhone up to the, I mean, 105, you're going really fast. Like, you need both hands on the wheel at that point.
I would say, yeah, I'm not doing any Insta stories going 105. That's for sure.
That's a tough time to be doing an Insta story.
No. Plus it's a bad look because you're trying to get endorsements and shit,
right?
You know, like, you want to be seen as a, you want Madison Avenue to think this guy's a good guy to represent our brand.
You don't want to be the next Bobby Phils, buddy.
Oh, R.I.P.
Non-sports. A Parisian perfumer, or whatever you call somebody who makes perfumes. The perfume manufacturer, let's say. They are now making a fragrance that smells like semen. People want a sex. Now,
smell alike?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's true. I only know what mine smells like.
Right.
But
You're more the expert on taste, would you say, or
no? No, wait, you've got some snowball buddies.
I feel like they would all smell different, and also, like, who wants to? No one wants to come home smelling like that, much less
leave the house. There is some sort of flower that every spring I smell it blooming, and I feel like I'm smelling my semen. There's one sort of flower, and I'm like, kind of smells like semen out here.
Yeah, is it like, it's like a bush, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
or
like
a bush. It's something smells.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're showing up for the club smelling like semen, you might not have a lot of takers.
Yeah, no, I agree. It seems like that would keep people away, but who knows?
Okay.
You know, it's a new world. Yeah.
Let's go to the land down under. An artist,
yeah.
Artist in the town of Wodonbong, New South Wales.
There's a town called Wodonbong, New South Wales. Get the fuck. They're just making up names for shit. There's no Wodonbong.
You know, you get like, what is it, 5 or 3 New York Times articles a month unless you're a subscriber. Like, I'm a Washington Post guy, so I only use my few. And I saw that in my feed. Like, I follow the New York Times on Facebook. So I saw that and I was like, is it worth clicking on this as one of my 3 articles? Yes, it is.
No. Oh. And what happened in Wodonbong, New South Wales?
Well, there's an artist in the town of New South Wales, and he wants to create a 50-plus foot bong to help bring tourism to the town. And his Australian neighbors, the town has like a population of like 370. The neighbors aren't pleased. They don't want that crew coming through. And I kind of get it. Because as much as I am totally fine with weed, weed culture is pretty lame.
Yes, I agree.
Right?
High Times magazine.
The hacky sack people hanging around.
Those like YouTube, videos where they like try to smoke the biggest dab. The whole idea of dab, like, just smoke weed.
Yeah, like, right. Do we need games? Like, just fucking like, do it.
Weed these days is like 10,000 times stronger than the weed we would have smoked in high school or college.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, and but there's people that need it even stronger than that. And I need more powerful weed. No, you don't.
Right.
Just do the regular weed. And also, don't be constantly talking about weed. Like, enjoy weed, but don't have like a can, like a pot leaf on your hat.
It's why I'm uncomfortable. I've been to a couple of like beer type things over the years.
Yeah.
And when you're around people that are only talking about beer, it makes me very uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes. The mouth feel.
Yeah. Like just
sorry, buddy.
I mean, good beer, but like, do we have to talk about it while we're drinking it?
I like this one. The notes, you know, I'm not like really,
like a quick discussion about it. Like, if somebody who's like, this is a good beer because of this, this, and this, fine. If you want to do that, but like, I don't want to spend my whole life talking about one subject. And that weed culture, it's a lot of like, this is what's on the agenda for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. Here's what I want to talk about weed. Would you like some weed? Yes, I would. Thank you. Thank you for the weed. I took some of the wrong weed this weekend. By the way, spoiler alert or newsflash, personal anecdote. We're getting ready to go out to dinner. We're going out to like this nice dinner at this like farm to table. It was like a farm where they grow all the food and the animals and stuff. And we're getting picked up, and my buddy's like, "Here, you want one of these?" And he had like a baggie of gummies. Okay. And I'd had a few drinks, and I reached into the bag and I ate one, and he's like, "Oh, did you eat the yellow one?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "What'd you do that for?" And I'm like,
"Cause you didn't tell me not to."
A bag. Yeah. And he's like, "No, you're only supposed to eat the red ones because the yellow one was an indica, which is like a downer gummy." So the whole dinner, I was kind of like drooling and like barely coherent and had long conversations with people that I don't remember. And then at one point I lie down and just rested until it was time to go home.
That's 'cause
I had the wrong one.
Yeah. That happened to me last year. I think I told you I had to go to this kid's concert and I just figured I'd take a gummy and I didn't realize these were real downer gummies and same type of thing. And then the kids' concert, they're like, "All right, intermission." And then I had to go out and mingle with parents. And parents were like coming up to me and talking about whatever, my basketball team or what, you know, all these things. And I, while they're talking, I was like, "I don't know what the fuck they're saying right now."
Yes, I'm too high for this.
Yes.
I'm too
high. It's a bad feeling when you have to act not high and you're high. It's a bad feeling. Two more stories. Saudi plane had to turn back after mom leaves baby in airport.
Oh, and it was Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah. And the baby got bailed out because the old homeless-looking next-door neighbor hit a guy with a shovel.
Right.
They did as good a job as possible in Home Alone showing how you could forget a kid. But ultimately, if you have a fucking baby, they are so much work. You couldn't possibly forget about them unless you were trying to.
Well, unless you have lots of babies and lots of help.
Yeah.
It's like, who's in charge of the baby? I thought you had the baby and you're like 20 people apart but the baby's just still sitting there in the terminal.
Yeah, maybe, but it seems hard to believe.
Did anybody lose their hand because it was Saudi Arabia? They're like, "You forgot your baby.
Right.
Sorry.
We're going to have
to flog you in the public square.
Now you're going to have to eat with your wiping hand." This is finally, we'll finish on a technology note.
I've seen this a bunch.
Wearable penis camera being marketed to people who want to record and live stream their sexual encounters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's tuning in for that?
Yeah.
I would like to be close up. I don't want to be a fly on the wall. I want to be a fly on this guy's dong.
Yeah. Well, it's probably good for you because you don't like seeing the dong. So it's like,
yeah, but you might get like on shaft cam.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And where's the camera?
You get the whole thing.
Like, hopefully, what if the guy puts it on the wrong way and it's just the Apple bag cam? I don't want that.
Yeah. I mean, if you need that, you could just hold your iPhone down there or do that like GoPro thing where you like belt it on and you could just have it like above the dick
and
in case you want.
How does the conversation go down with the woman or man for that matter? Hey, you don't mind if I put this here, right?
Yeah, you don't mind. Like,
I'm going to put this on Facebook Live.
And live stream it to the rest of the guys in the fraternity.
Gonna be a lot of high fives over my penis cam.
Crazy. Joining us now, Ed. She's our very own pop culture correspondent. She's here every week. She gives us the news. She reports on what's happening in the pop culture world. Of course, I'm talking about our very own pop culture correspondent, Fancy Sauce. How are you, Fancy?
Hey, Kate.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Ed.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Did you like that story I just told a minute ago? You were there. You witnessed my situation.
Was he a puddle?
Cabo San Lucas.
Oh, my God. People kept saying, like, "Hey, is Brian okay?" And I would look down the table. I'm not sure if you mentioned he also wore sunglasses to dinner.
Oh, Corey Hart.
And I was looking down at the end of the table, and he was sitting there in his sunglasses, like leaning against, back against a pole, because we were on long benches, and he was like leaning back against a pole, kind of like propped up. That's right before he decided to lie down.
I forgot about that. I looked so good in those, because I had like blue sunglasses, and I was wearing like a white shirt.
Blue blockers?
Yeah, they kind of were. They were big, like blue blockers, and I had like a whole blue.
Pretty funny.
Also,
was this the blouse that Kate posted you in? I saw you wearing the blouse.
No,
that's a div that I was wearing.
You just wore that during the day.
Then another story, the night before, Ed.
Yeah,
we were all going to a different dinner, and we had a huge group of people, and so we were like piling into these Suburbans, and there wasn't enough room, so I'm like, I'll sit in the way back, which, you know, I was like volunteering. I go to jump in the back, and I had these like drawstring chinos on. Go to swing my leg up into the back of the payload area of the Suburban. And when I tell you that I ripped my pants from directly in front of the dick.
Oh, no.
All the way down to the knee. And
how far were you away from home base?
I'm quite a ways. And I was still at the hotel I was staying at. So we were leaving to go to dinner. And I'm not a man that wears underwear.
Oh,
I was,
man,
full. And when I heard the pants rip, and I'm like, oh, it's probably not that bad. And then I felt the air hit the balls. I felt my balls kind of shrivel a little bit from the cool Mexican air. And then I had to calmly stroll back to my hotel room.
Really?
And change my pants. What?
This is your version of the story?
Well, you were there. That's basically what happened, right?
You didn't sort of bring attention to the tear.
In what way did I do that?
Look, you guys. I tore my pants, and here's my nutsack hanging out.
Oh.
I mean, it's hard to miss.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those are two embarrassing things that happened to me. Kate, what is going on? I don't think we have any email for Kate. Kate, what is happening in the world of pop culture this week? What did we miss from the news, the real news?
Let me tell you.
Okay. Oh, hold on.
Oh, yeah. Play me in.
Juggalos. And the beat is Korean or fine. Oh, I hope Kate's got news to read. Cause it's all I need.
Kate, give us the deets. What's happening in the world of pop culture? This is an audio medium.
It is indeed. Uh-huh. Thank you for that song.
What's going on?
I have five stories to bring you in the news this week.
Let's hear them.
I have an update on the fallout of the college bribery cheating scandal.
Lori Loughlin, $1 million bail.
Operation Varsity Blues.
Why did they keep talking about that? Why did they call it that? It has nothing to do with like the
that
movie.
That was the FBI's code name, I believe.
Right,
shouldn't they have called it Blue Chips?
Right. That was a movie involving college cheating, whereas Varsity Blues was like, just about high school.
I feel like the people that named it weren't real movie buffs.
How about speaking of Varsity Blues, how about Allie Larder and her
the whipped cream bikini?
Her little perky titties.
I don't think I saw Varsity Blues. Is it good? That's James Vanderbeek.
Vanderbeek was the QB.
Well, I might have to watch that now.
His dad was John Voight. It's so bad.
In case we have new listeners or you live on a different planet and you didn't listen last week. Lori Loughlin from Full House, Aunt Becky. She's married to that Massimo from Massimo Clothing and
it's
Target.
The Target like cool Target brand, right?
It was a big brand in the 80s.
Right, but not cool
anymore. Massimo had a Target
volleyball shorts. That's what he made.
A Target partnership from 2000 till 2017.
Oh, that's why
Lori and Massimo could afford a bribery payment of $500,000.
They are extremely
to get their
rich
Dumbo, but attractive children into USC, University of Southern California.
I want to give birth to an influencer.
So apparently, Massimo likes to put on a MAGA hat, get sloshed at parties.
Isn't he an immigrant?
And tell people about what a conservative and Trump supporter he is. Often saying that people should carry their own weight.
The worst.
So
yeah,
it's, you know, that's very telling when a super rich immigrant who's been able to cash in on the American dream.
Confirming the immigrant status right now.
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
Might be from here.
Anyway.
The whole concept of hey, why don't you pull yourself up by your bootstraps? Like, everything is kind of a element of luck to, like, where you were born, who you were born to.
Of course it is.
Get the fuck out of here.
Tell my kids all the time how lucky they are they were born here. And,
right. Like, and not born to wealth in America is a skill. Like,
Syria.
You're just born. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
So Tom Arnold tweeted, couple weeks ago, I got into it for the 10th time with hashtag college cheating scandal dad at a big party because his sloppy ass was rambling on again about Trump and people carrying their own weight and his own conservative politics being, quote, right of Attila the Hun. He embarrassed scandal mom again. So he sounds delightful.
Yeah.
And Target have issued a statement saying that they haven't had a working relationship with Massimo Giannulli in over a decade, and we no longer carry any Massimo branded products at Target. A breakup.
But
I don't know her email.
I think that's kind of a bummer for the company that bought the name Massimo from him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that he's too bummed out that they're not carrying the brand with his name on it anymore because he sold it to somebody else a while back. So
he's
also,
like, I'm good.
Naming things after yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty douchey.
Mm-hmm. I would have to agree.
Yeah.
Well, what about Tim Apple? That worked out.
That's true. That one did work. What else, Kate?
Some band called Lamb of God. Ever heard of them?
I believe that's heavy metal.
Yeah, I think it's a metal band.
Yeah, it's got a metal name, Lamb of God.
And we're all familiar with the Westboro Baptist Church.
God hates fags.
People, yeah.
Right?
Fred Phelps.
They often have gatherings where they, you know, holler about homophobia, transphobia, racism.
It's unclear. Some of the reasons.
Of bigoted thought.
I get that they don't like homosexuality, but like they'll show up at a veteran's funeral for some reason.
Yeah. Why don't they?
Not like a gay wedding. They'll show up like just for a random high profile funeral.
So they are the ultimate Christian trolls.
Right.
Right.
Because what they like to do is show up at events, like you just said, Ed, and cause confrontation. They feed off this conversation, and then it goes viral.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they'll sue people for defamation. They've actually made a lot of money doing that.
They're just morally bankrupt people. There's no...
There's only like 9 of them.
But they're always around. Like,
yeah, they're just good at getting publicity.
Very dedicated.
There's literally like less than a dozen members of the Westboro Baptist Church.
So this the lead singer of Lamb of God, Randy Blythe, took to Instagram and planned a counter party to kind of counteract the church's protest of his friend Danica Rome's election in Richmond, Virginia last Monday.
That's the transgender.
That's right. She's a transgender
state
woman.
Senator.
Right. So he got everyone to show up. He encouraged them to wear their craziest outfits, wigs, glasses, and he provided a couple of hundred kazoos. And they sat in front of the Westboro Baptist Church protest and drowned them out.
That's great.
So that went viral instead.
Great.
So
that's great.
Much like Egg Boy, this is what we need right now.
Yeah. Now, do we want to continue?
So many heated arguments in the office about Egg Boy today.
Do we want to continue?
I hope you're pro Egg Boy.
Do you want to continue supporting Lamb of God, or should I play some of their music right now?
I think that I'm good.
Okay, well, let's
with the Lamb
out.
Of God.
Yeah, let's.
I know what I could play for your birthday.
Oh, this song is called Redneck. This is the video. Hold on. Oh, here we go.
Oh, they're getting after it.
Okay, so far I'm into it. I'm kind of into it. I like metal, but the problem is the vocals. I guarantee the vocals are going to ruin it. Let's listen. Very, very derivative of Pantera. Okay, I'm out. I'm a hard pass on Lamb of God, but good for him in the kazoo thing.
Right. I think he's a good citizen by doing this.
Yeah. I agree. More people should do stuff like that. Kate, what else?
I have an update on the Bezos dick pic scandal.
Jeff Bezos. He had an affair.
Dude has all the money and is dumb as shit.
So rich, but he got caught up a little bit, as many of us have, in a sexual conversation.
It's funny how dumb guys get when it comes to one thing and one thing only.
He was separated by great distance from his lady, and so he was like, hey, when you get back to here, get a look at this fat dick.
Think what happened actually was that the Inquirer got hold of some text messages back in January.
Yeah.
About the affair he was having with Lauren Sanchez while he was married.
That's right.
And that's what blew up his marriage.
Yep.
Anyway, I think what happened was then Bezos went to sue them. No, he got his own personal investigator to look into how they had gotten hold of these text messages.
Yes. And he did that.
And
Medium
they
page,
wrote
right?
him an email threatening him.
Yes.
And saying, we have some much more intimate personal messages, which we will release, which were the dick pics.
Yeah, that's where they tried to blackmail him.
They tried to blackmail
and that's
him.
That's when he dropped his
the Medium
manifesto.
Page. Right.
Yep.
So it has come to light through Bezos's own investigation that the Inquirer did indeed pay Michael Sanchez, Lauren's brother. $200,000 for the racy text messages and other dirt used in their story
and
that sunk his marriage.
Does it say how he was able to obtain those?
You know what? It doesn't say that.
You would mention this as a possibility when you brought the story up a month ago or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm still confused by it because I have a good relationship with one sister lives across the country, but one sister I see fairly regularly, and she just would have no way to get into my phone.
No.
Like, I don't – it's not that I'm keeping a secret from her, but why would she know my phone password? It's not something you talk about.
Unless he had someone hack into her phone, which is not that hard to do.
So he stole her phone at a family function?
Well, if it's an iPhone, I guess.
So I was having a discussion with someone this weekend who is probably one of those. I don't want to overstate it, but this guy is an expert on cybersecurity, and he's helping pioneer new AI that can stop cyber attacks before they even happen. That can make people aware that their company is in danger before it's even going to happen. But I was asking him, I go, it seems to me that these things, the ones you hear about, are usually from some dumb shit that gets a fucking phishing email that would be easy for most people to see through and sends his password to a bad actor. And he goes, that's the hardest thing to protect against. Because
that'll be Michelle.
People.
Michelle, like once every like 10 days she'd be like, hey, this Apple thing, I got this email from Apple and they're asking for the password. And I'm like, check, is it from Apple or is it from like is V6732 and it just claims to be Apple? But like every week and a half she's like, hey, should I respond to this? Put our credit card. It's like, no.
So it's probably the simplest explanation that he guessed her password.
Yeah.
He got her phone
yep.
and forwarded himself all of her text messages or something like something
she
very
put
simple.
It down on the table yep. and at before the screen function. And the, before the screen locked yep. he grabbed yep. it and ran to the bathroom.
Some of us have been victims of that in the past.
Oh yeah? Yeah, not me.
There's people that I know well that have mm-hmm. fallen victim to the mm-hmm. a guest password to look over the shoulder, get your password.
You got to be more careful. You got to tighten that up.
See, not quite locking the screen when you maybe are about to take a shower. And then there's that information is available to people that might not find some stuff on there that they're not having.
Michelle wasn't yeah. snooping. She was just looking for a picture of yeah. Something. She her phone, the memory is full, and so she used my phone to take a picture, and then she was looking through my pictures to look for it. And she's like,
she saw screenshots.
No, but I tend to just send people weird pictures. She's like, why do you have a picture of Wilford Brimley holding a birthday cake? Like that's because that's what I do. I just send people weird pictures on their birthday and shit like that. Like,
but and why was Wilford Brimley fucking that birthday cake?
And if I go on a roll, I might have six Wilford Brimley pictures. And she's sifting through that, looking for a picture of our kids. And yeah. it's a tough thing to explain.
It's hard to explain. Yeah. People don't understand. I understand. No. Yeah. It's, trust me.
It's best to keep everything secret
as well. Yeah. What else, Kate?
So remember this sex slave cult? I think it's called Nixium.
Oh, and there was like an actress, right?
Well, there's yes. a V in it. So explain that.
Nixivum.
I don't know. How are you supposed to say it?
Is it that heartburn stuff?
I don't know. Someone Nexium? Google the pronunciation for yeah. us. So Smallville star, the actress Allison Mack, who was involved in this and was arrested, is now in plea negotiations with the government over her role in this upstate sex slave cult. Three high-ranking members of the group
are all actively engaged
in discussions. Nixium.
The V is just bullshit.
Right.
Well, it's there's no U.
It's like a Roman U.
There's no U, so I'm not sure where the Nixium comes from.
Well, the V is a U. Yeah. It's like a Roman.
They're trying to seem like me. Official.
So this yeah. revelation comes less than a week after the cult leader, Keith Rainier, was yeah. hit with child porn charges. Yeah. And his co-founder, Nancy Saltzman, pleaded guilty to racketeering conspiracy. Ooh, yeah. So... if these three women take pleas, that will leave Rainier and the benefactor of the cult, Seagram liquor heir Claire Bronfman, to stand trial.
Yeah.
Bronfman has retained the services, because she's super rich, of none other than celebrity attorney Mark Garagos, who got Scott Peterson off.
He didn't get him off.
What happened?
He's on death row. He defended him.
He still defends him.
Oh, yeah. Well, he doesn't.
Who did he get off? Married? I feel like he's gotten married? Famous people off.
He got
Garagos? I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's married. He got Colin Kaepernick paid.
Wow.
He is good mates with Adam
Levine.
Carolla. Yeah, they do a podcast together. Okay, well, so do we know if this Allison Mack from Smallville is going to serve time?
We don't.
Interesting.
So she was she brainwashed? What was going on? She like was recruiting.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
What was in it for her?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe she was getting.
She just really dumb. Is that the only issue?
Might have been confused. It's like Scientology.
She was really brainwashed into this cult. She was fully indoctrinated.
The guy in charge of the cult, he got to fuck them all, and that's all cults. All cults.
That's are just true.
So the leader of the cult can get some pussy or some dick, because. There was that one where that guy was in, he was in LA. He was like a quasi actor. Was he French or Spanish? There was a documentary on CNN.
Oh, this, yeah.
He was fucking all the guys.
This allegation that the leader, Keith Rainier, had sexual relationships with children and produced kiddie porn is really disgusting.
Koresh.
So disgusting.
Unbelievable. Well,
and this is the biggest story, I think, of the week so far.
Brian's balls coming out of his
ripped pants. Hollywood is reeling as a Warner Brothers CEO Kevin Tsujihara steps down following a scandal that involves trading, you know, sex with this young British actress for roles in movies.
Who, what
Charlotte
was his role?
Kirk.
He's the president of the studio.
So there's text messages between Sujahara and British actress Charlotte Kirk going back to 2013, which suggests a quid pro quo sexual relationship between the aspiring actress and the studio head, in which he made promises that he'd introduce her to influential executives and she'd be considered for roles in movies and TV. So this is like a big deal. He's had to resign.
Mm-hmm. Did she get the roles?
She did. She looks like she had a role in something called How to Be Single in 16 and Ocean's 8 last year.
Yeah. And
she's denying any inappropriate behavior on the part of Sujahara or two other executives. Brett Ratner, who's a real scumbag, I know from personal experience, and Australian billionaire James Packer, ex-fiance of Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
She's, by the way, she's playing the role of Nicole Brown Simpson in a movie coming out this year.
How does this article
OJ.
In the controversial conspiracy drama Nicole and OJ.
Oh, in. That sounds like a Lifetime movie. Well, she should have stayed with the Warner Brothers
guy.
Yeah, interesting.
Either way, she's getting cast.
Quid pro quo seems...
She's getting cast on the couch and on the screen.
Yeah. I've seen those movies.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
If that's your path, I don't know.
I don't blame her for doing what she's got to do. I do blame him.
I mean, he's married as well.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Don't be a scumbag.
That's not cool. But if, you know, I got to suck a dick to get a starring role, I'm probably going to suck that dick. I won't enjoy it. Won't tell anybody about it. But this could be good for my career.
I mean, good to know.
If anybody...
You play a little skin flute for the role.
Yeah. If anybody that's in charge of putting podcasts on the front page of the Apple iTunes podcast page needs a little hand release, give me a call.
Okay.
Or if it's a lady, it would be better.
I mean...
But either or.
Is this like an ad for you?
Well, Ed can do it. I'll have Ed do it.
I'll ski pull a dude for good ratings.
Yeah, there you go. See? There it is. All right, Kate, is that it?
That's it.
I do have one update. Ben Simmons tonight, jeez, Australian legend on, I think, one of Kate's favorite teams, the 76ers. Is that one of your favorite teams this year?
Oh, Ben Simmons, yeah.
Aussie legend.
76ers.
What town does what city do the 76ers play in?
Philadelphia.
Oh!
Yeah, he's like he's a 6'10 point guard.
Yeah.
Australian legend, number one pick a couple years ago.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
LSU?
Interesting.
He went to LSU for 1 year. But awesome. I mean, he was the rookie of the year last year, I think. He is wearing egg-colored shoes tonight, and he wrote the words Egg Boy on his shoes at the game tonight.
Shut up.
Fuck yeah.
Ben Simmons.
Repping, and he just wrote... I guess on his, maybe it's an Insta story, it just says, repping an Aussie legend tonight. Fuck
sweet.
That is sweet. Love Egg Boy, and I like Ben Simmons for doing it.
That's a fantastic.
I just found a text message from Charlotte Kirk to Kevin Sujahara.
Mm-hmm. She's like,
and she doesn't spell out U. She just, it's the letter U.
Oh, I do that.
You're very busy, I know, but when we were in that motel having sex, you said you would help me. And when you just ignore me like you're doing now, it makes me feel used.
I like
Are
how
you
she's
going
writing
to help me
code.
Like you said you would?
Yeah. See, yeah.
She's
I know,
writing
she's
in
so
code.
Cryptic. What does she mean exactly?
I thought you were going to say, instead of saying YOU, she wrote like the sheep, EWE or something like that.
Yeah. See, it's not cool if somebody agrees to trade you sex for something else if you don't give them the thing. That's the problem. That's where we run into problems. If someone says they're going to give
of your
you
word.
One thing for another
word.
Thing, you got to give them the other thing.
Yeah, that's how deals work.
Yeah, that's called a deal.
Typically.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fantastic information all the way around. Thank you very much, Ed Daly.
Great job,
Thank you
us.
Very much, Kate McManus. Tune in next week for the conclusion.
Ooh, of what?
Of the Baller Lifestyle podcast.
Regionals.
90s sitcom tournament. Yeah, we'll play it off to the final four, and then we'll the next week we'll do the final four.
Right.
So tune in next week to find out who the final four sitcoms are, and then we can talk about that. You can bring us your gripes. Until then, for Kate McManus, for Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 260 of the Baller Lifestyle podcast from theballerlifestyle.com. We will see you next week.
Goodbye. Yeah, tune in next week. Bye, everyone.
Hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fantasy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.